Yeah, the reason I haven't had watermelon in so long is because I'm by myself. I'm the only one that's going to eat it, and I just really hate throwing food away.
Yeah, I get that. In the summertime, it's really easy to eat them, and they're super anti-inflammatory. If you ever have any aches or pains, they're actually quite a unique food. They're very alkaline, so they when they hit your body, they're very, very alkaline. And then they're also very anti-inflammatory, and they're hydrating. So you're getting a lot out of the watermelon.
I think you just became the world's best watermelon salesman, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to be picking up a watermelon while I'm in town today.
Maybe I should open a watermelon farm.
You know, that's not the worst idea in the world, and I actually have enough acreage that I could probably get a decent amount of watermelons growing around here.
Yeah, we grow watermelons where I live, and pretty tasty.
Well, I think I got about 5 acres that don't have too many rocks to grow watermelons on, but I'm not sure I want to grow that many watermelons.
If you ever decide to grow watermelons, check out a sangria red and a sorbet swirl. Those are some really good watermelons. The sangria red is obviously a red one, and the sorbet swirl is an orange one, and they are absolutely delicious.
I can honestly say I have never had an orange watermelon, so that would be interesting.
Well, it's appropriately named sorbet swirl, so you can imagine what it tastes like.
Well, I'm not going to be imagining what the watermelon at the grocery outlet tastes like in a few hours. I'll be experiencing it.
Yeah, me too. I've got a half of one in my refrigerator that I'm going to eat when I get home, and I'm going to stop here in just a minute. I'm just coming across past Riverbanks Road. I'm going to stop on my way home and grab one and throw it in the fridge so it'll be cold tomorrow when I get home.
Yeah, the temperature is something I hadn't considered. I was thinking about bringing it home and whacking that bad boy in half and taking a spoon or a fork to it.
Oh, you can eat these while they're cold or warm. It doesn't matter. I just like mine super chilled because typically it's after a long day and I like to feel that nice, cool, refreshing refreshment and the taste as it goes down, you know. It's always something pleasurable.
Yeah, and I've been kind of digging through my refrigerator looking for something that fits pretty much that exact profile, and the closest I've come so far is ice cream sandwiches. And don't get me wrong, I love ice cream sandwiches, but a guy can only eat so many ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, and ice cream sandwiches are not exactly health food. If you do ever want something that's refreshing, that's kind of good, I have a recipe for a really delicious sweet coleslaw using apples, cranberries, and walnuts, and cabbage, and it is absolutely to die for.
That does sound pretty good. About the only coleslaw I really like, and forgive me for even saying this, but The Kentucky Fried Coleslaw, we love their coleslaw.
I haven't eaten fast food in like 20 years, so I don't know. Maybe I'll have to make you a little bowl and bring it over, because I make big bowls of it, and then I like take a bunch of chicken wings out and barbecue them at like 4 o'clock in the morning when it's hot like this. I'll like barbecue off a whole package of wings, and that way I've got a protein and a vegetable to just snack on throughout the day as it's too hot to, like, eat a real meal.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, a lot of people don't think about. But when it's super hot out, and especially when I'm out flagging, you know, I'll bring my lunch, and I usually end up not eating it until after I get home, because when I'm just super hot, I don't feel like eating. I'll suck down a ton of water, but I just don't feel like eating food.
that's hard to do. On my birthday, I cooked up a cowboy steak, which weighs 3 pounds, and I ate that bad boy, and I was in a food coma the rest of the day.
You know, both the steak and the food coma don't sound like a bad plan at all, but I just don't happen to have a 3-pound steak laying around.
They are special order from Taylor's, and get ready to shell out the bucks. They're not cheap.
Yeah, I don't think any meat at Taylor's is cheap, but I do have to say the quality is definitely above average.
Yeah, it certainly is. I've had people ask me why I buy meat from there and not Grocery Outlet or somewhere else, and I'm like, well, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, that's a big affirmative on that, but, I mean, for me, when it comes to food, it's more about throw something in my gut that's going to keep me alive and move on, because, you know, I mean, unless I'm sitting down to eat a meal with, you know, with people for the company and stuff like that, food is more of a necessity than anything to me. You know, I eat to stay alive. I eat to live. I don't live to eat, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It's a necessity, but I like to enjoy it as well. I'm coming through the gap. I'm basically at the base of Hayes Hill, so I'm going to lose the North Valley repeater. But always a pleasure to chat with you, Dave, and I'll send you a text message when I get home with some information, okay?
Copy that. I'll talk to you later, Jen. WSCR-331, I will be clear on your final.
WRTQ-274, clear, mobile, and monitoring until I'm out of range. Have a great day, everybody. Keep cool.